Father, thank you for this opportunity we have in your presence. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated, please. Now, we are going to pray in our church. You know, Good Friday is the beginning of the year, the end of a year, and the beginning of another year. And I want us to pray. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, it says, it is written that my house is the house of prayer. Amen. My house is the house of what?
Prayer.
So one of the most important things in the house of God is prayer. And we must be more of a house of prayer than even a house of praise or a house of worship or a house of happiness. We must be more of a house of prayer, and we must offer more prayers to the Lord. And I know that as we are here today, on this special day, the most special day for Christians, Good Friday. Good Friday is the greatest day for Christianity. It's greater than Christmas. It's even greater than Resurrection Sunday to me. Because it is the day that the price was paid for all of us to be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want us to pray, because the Bible says that if two shall agree concerning anything they shall ask, in Matthew 18 and 19, it shall be done for them. It shall be done for them, plural, for the people who agreed. And I believe God is going to hear our special Good Friday prayers. And the answers to the prayers will happen practically in your life. And you will see that God has heard your prayer. Amen. Now, the first thing we are going to pray for is, the Bible says that now Israel or Jacob loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Now, we are going to pray that God should grant us favor. You see, the reason why Joseph was favored is not really because he was the son of his old age, because there was a younger one whom he should have even loved more. Because that the younger one died and was born when his wife died, the wife he really loved. So, there are mysterious reasons why you will be chosen and you will be favored. The Bible says Israel loved Joseph more. Stand to your feet, everybody. Don't talk to anybody now. We are praying and God is answering our prayers. This year, whoever has to love you and whoever has to choose you, whoever has to marry you, whoever has to like you, whoever has to take a decision in your favor, it is coming to pass. No one, listen, no one can pray for you, so you have to pray for yourself. This is every man for himself and God for us all. Amen. Lift your hand and ask the Lord for his favor. As we go into the new year, Lord, let your favor be given to us,
Jesus,
in a special way.
Yes.
Father, thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Whoever has to choose will choose you this year. Thank you, Father, for your blessing.
Yes, Lord.
That is being given.
Yes, Lord.
To everyone.
Oh, yes.
This year, many people will
choose to be in this church. Yes, Lord.
Rabba Kasore. Many people will choose you.
Joramana
Kapara Dia.
Velulamo Nakasa.
Will choose you.
Pako
Serediakama.
Lati Paradiko Sarande Meneke Tokapara
Namo. Olive Bekasura Rabba
Kapara Dia
and Romo. Whoever must love you.
Oh, Maraniso Karabiande Lekeso.
Will love you.
Monti Kapara Dia and
Bakasoda. Lift up holy hands.
Rebeko Shada Bakapara
Dia. Everybody pray.
Monti Korama Kasa. Ilura mana shudeli yemeke sora bakita ha alura mami kando ramakosa ijubara kapara di mike stonda bani yeketo ha eloria mana sundele mekeshe ilubara kapani ni mikosa da ajioko rama minono kosode gebolaga umrama pire kesora kata kiona ajiono mokosa ndara miko paradia ilura baka soria bakatariane enjuria makasonda bakaya Iluma kasara bakashere ilora bakule neketuka paha ayore ne mekeshonda bakaparadianda ba intoro mokosi anjene mekasto labriko shegelika pa atonia makasanda ba mantoria makaparadiando lomo ojiede bekesonda barakapayada lodikeso iparakashada baka yes Lord Mojiakano, Mojiakaminde, Ginoma, Amina, Nusukaria, Gamonde, Alura Basike,
Tekalidaba,
Ateke Sodeke, Ateke Seke Debeko, Iporaka Pashadaba, Atonia Macapara Dianda, Izoria Capari Andolo, Mojiana Macasondaba, Icatonia Migadela, Icatonia Migalo, Icatonia Migalia, Aparania Matutele, Ilo Paradico. Ione mokosandaba radia kaparani andolomo izongo makaya matoria iparadiso o paraminane antio komono kosa
in the name of Jesus lift your two hands
oh God
thank God for favor this year. You'll be like Joseph. How Joseph was like. He was not the first. He was not the last. He was not the youngest. He was not the oldest.
Father,
we thank you. For special
yes, Lord.
Being given to us.
In the mighty
name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, are you with me? Especially all of us standing at the back. I want you to listen. Now, the Bible says, when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. So one of the signs that God is with you and God has chosen you is when certain people can't stand you. It will happen practically in your life. And Joseph dreamed a dream. And he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. In the coming year, whatever dreams God has given you,
Jesus,
for the ministry, to serve him,
yes,
to prosper,
yes,
to do whatever, those dreams are going to come to pass. Let's stand to our feet. We are praying for those dreams. Stand up. Lift your hand. Now we are praying concerning the dreams,
yes,
and the
Lord,
visions.
Concerning the dreams and the visions.
I will pour out my spirit
in the name of
on
Jesus.
All flesh.
Oh yes.
They will dream dreams.
Oh yes.
They will see visions.
Ke baraka sonda.
Mali
koraba kasandi le mekota. Mumbira kasara na miko soraba. Jovendi kamana kusonte le mina gabala. Paradioso, lo baraki senteneme, melira manaso kakiado manadine, o barania kasa, ijole pekosa, yes Lord, o rabaka shadiko no mokota, lambri damana kasa naba, o barani mikosa ndele beko ni namakata, jodeve meneke sondaba, ipaladi mokosa nda, rodike sondalaba, mojeke televima naka paradiando, o deke soda kidobo, O paradika bala shandimi kosanda baka palaliana maloda kisonde onjembe dalima kasandolo makoda ipaladigo dogesigo rodemina kaparani mononde.
Father, we commit our dreams and visions.
Yes, Lord.
The dreams and visions you have put in our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
The dreams that come from the Holy Spirit.
Lord,
we pray also concerning the dream. The dream of your church, Lord. To do your work, Lord. To serve you, Lord. Oh, let this dream come to pass, Lord.
Choke Kaluba, Choke Kaluba, Choke Kaluba, Choke Kaluba, Choke Kaluba, Malasundele Mekapale, Libatu Seca, La Bradio Semone Casola, Ajoko Palalino, Ondele Mekasundaba, Lubaraki Sotele Mekandela, Ambunchen Kaluma, Maluseke Baradige, Uzatuke, Mombaluja, Glocastola, Ayukon Copaliga. Are you con pokanami gadilo? Are you con palamemi kasanda? Are you monoko sanda la machukeba? La baduze kekaloba? Yakasu debe kesundaba? I paladimi kosa? A paradiko sage? A paradiko sablio? A paradiko sabanda? Anchion con palanimona? La duze, momino, palumbe, pechoka, ajota, lipalido, oze koko pakata kule? Iso hallelujah.
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 Now, some years ago, God put in my heart to start a church. And many people hated me when I came up with the dream to have a church. And I went through many things. So I know that many dreams can easily never come to pass because of the people that hate you because of your dreams and visions. So whatever represents hatred in your life,
prophesy.
It is cut off in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hand and declare judgment on all haters of the dreams and
yes,
the visions.
We declare
God
judgment
that God has
in the name
in
of Jesus. Sora baka paradioka. Lombarada baka sonderebeko paradiadaka. Ocheke vediko bakalia. Ombaliko soramina. Patuliki namale. Ozabriko paradigo deme. Manduloko sandala makapa. Itolua kasude. Enchon kompankan jungen bango. Kali monoko sale izora paka itole meke sunda baka jo baraki sekelo jo bakara kido bakosa atupere na mekusa iya paradi mikosa ndaba ya tuko sanie ya tiko sanaba ya tiko sanie ya tiko sanaba I paradi mikosa ndaba lo baraka sanda bakaya ilosike momonade
Momonade, Majule Makasoda, Illa Paradio Cosandaba, La Tulia Macastuliandebe, and Jundom Bokonda, and Jundom Bokosandalimo, and Jundom Bokosamba Karadiaka, Lopiso Papa, Illa Manacusandalia, Loriba La Jude, 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 Icosote Cadabella, Ayuko Samba Kalia, Ayuko Paka Talioma, Lamino Sokaya, Ijoko Pakiola, Atege Soloma, Atege Soloma, Ijoko Paraliota, Ayoso Diamakapa, Iarabaka Sandaba, Iarabaka Sokatala, Iarabaka Paraliota, Ajoko Palino, Ejelakiso Kapa, Latus Mekaloma, Atege Sonabalala, Ajoko Seke, Ajoko Seke, Ajoko Seke, Ajoko Seke, Ajoko Seke, Imposo Tele, Ejoko Paralia, Razute Kola, Razute Kola, Razito Kola, we thank you, Lord, Paloma, Ajoko, Molotukapa, Adele Mekosa,
in the name of Jesus. You may be seated if you have a seat. Now, his brothers said to him, "Shall thou indeed reign over us? And shall thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him. Now, God's destiny for you is to reign over certain things.
Hallelujah.
And his brothers said, "Shall thou have dominion over us?" So you are going to have dominion over certain things. And certain things must bow. They must bow.
Yes.
Yes. They must bow. Demons must bow.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Opposition spirit must bow.
Yes.
Resistance spirit must
oh.
bow. Retardation spirit must bow.
Yes.
You know what is a retardation spirit? It retards you. It slows you down. Is to slow. There are some things that have to be faster. Faster. And God is going to make you to have dominion
in the name
over any long-standing enemy that has been an enemy for a long time. This Good Friday marks the beginning of your reign and your dominion. Stand to your feet. We are going to bind devils now. It is in your interest to be praying very serious. Now let us bind the spirit of opposition and resistance.
In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of opposition in our lives and families. Maka para di kosondele bekapa. Idola kapara kuketeke momogola. Ajule mene dola magazali yako. Oleke sora baka para dionda. Itelu omo kosandali mo kosandaba. Ajote veligo para di kosandali ma. Iko soteke papaya. Itele kosore beka jola mahaya. Itelele mo kosora baka para dia. Oh, monomune, mojiako, moliso, rapa, kuke, itele, dolombo, monogenjo, globalia, aluna, bakasandela, mekora, retieto, paralima, yasondeba, adele, kesolia, maka, italu, amanamino, kosaya, achieke, bobolomosia, italio, deluale, 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 oshaka, paramiko, sanda, itanone, mekora, Sanda Bakaya, Intanaka Sandaba, Matiko Soparia, Ayuko Saliba, Atiamanoko Sandaba,
in the name of Jesus. We bind every resistance, we bind opposition, we bind Satan,
yes,
we bind the adversary,
yes,
we bind the resistance,
yes, Lord,
of the will of God, in the name of Jesus.
Babalu de Gesola, Atiamoko Sandaba Kapalia, Itolomoko Sandaba.
Now we are going to bind the spirit of temptation.
In the name of Jesus.
How many have been tempted this year?
Hey.
Whatever is tempting you.
Habakano.
You know, Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "You are those who have been with me through my temptations."
Oh.
So Jesus was not just tempted in the wilderness, but throughout, he was always being tested.
Mm.
Whatever represents a temptation.
Prophesy.
A trap.
Ikakabo.
A sudden, unexpected test.
Bakaya.
You are overcoming it.
Begin to bind. Jesus.
Begin
yes.
to bind demons that have targeted you. To test you, to tempt you, to provoke you, to try you, to see your patience, to see whether you understand, to see whether you can survive, to see what you are made of, in the name of Jesus.
Makalomakabalala,
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 Makalomakabalala, Makalomakabalala, Makalomakabalala, Makalomakabalala, Makalomakabalala, Atilo ma yosolia, ikakio tolia, atio ma natura, ayobe kosia, ia para dioko, atindolo mako, ikopalalia, atio la yokosia, in the name of Jesus, we find a spirit of temptation, ikosote, atindo kosa, machiko paya, ikolo boyasia, okele me kosa, ikolo ma kosa me, ia para dia mandolo mo, ikotoliova, ikotoliova, ikotoliova,
Everybody pray, lift your hand. Pray, bind the devil, bind the demons that have targeted you, that have isolated you, that are chasing you, that are finding you where you are to test you, to tempt you, to provoke you. Bind it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
How many believe that your prayers are working?
Hey.
Jesus went to the wilderness for 40 days and nights.
Oh,
we never heard him pray about anything, only dealing with the devil.
Come on.
For 40 days and
nights.
Now we are going to pray against the spirit of death.
In the name of Jesus.
Especially accident.
Yes.
One day a man saw a skeleton. Hey. It was standing at a junction.
Hey.
Holding a calabash.
Hey.
And the calabash was to catch the blood of people that they were going to kill at that particular junction.
Mm.
You will not die on Ghana Road.
Copa. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not die in a VIP bus.
Prophesy.
You will not die in an urban bus. You will not die in a saloon car.
Jesus.
You will die peacefully in the name of Jesus. We are binding the spirit of accident.
In the name of Jesus.
On Ghana roads.
Yes.
Whether in Accra or anywhere. Specifically. Lift your hand.
Halaba.
Begin to reject to die. You are not dying. You are not dying this year. You are not dying next year. In the name of Jesus,
we bind
all types and forms of sudden death.
Yes.
Sudden death.
Yes.
Through accident.
Okombo.
We bind it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Bind sudden death.
Yes.
Through accident.
Yes.
Unexpected. Freak accident. In Jesus' name.
Oh,
by bus.
Oh,
by car. By saloon.
Siaha.
By air.
Oh,
whatever.
Siaha.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus, we bind every form of accident in the western region, eastern region, northern region, Ashanti region, from the Hafa region, every new region, in the name of Jesus, in the border region, Oti region, we block it, we bind it, we reject it, we refuse it, in Jesus' name, we command divine divine protection. Woman, divine protection. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now,
yes.
Some of you will be traveling by air.
Pa-ba-ga-da.
In fact, many of you will be traveling and going and coming. Do you know the Ethiopia Airways that crashed? Our crusade team was on the runway. The plane that crashed took off. Then the next one. Then our team. They were all lined up. They were all on the runway together. They were all... This was gate 20 and gate 21 at Addis Ababa. Yeah. Any of us could have been on that flight. But yeah. God delivered us. Listen, you will never be in a plane
prophesy.
Will come down in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and bind every work of darkness to kill you before your time.
Oh, shit,
we bind the spirit of death in Jesus' name. My house is a house of prayer. 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 Whatever God has decided for you, 70 years, 80 years, you are crossing with ease in the name of Jesus. Now, this year you will not be admitted in any hospital.
In the name of Jesus.
Our year is starting from now.
Hallelujah.
Friday. So,
yes.
We are going to bind cancer.
Kafa monokosa.
And then, strange disease. These days I've been hearing of diseases that the people are not sure what it is. No doctor will diagnose a strange disease
in the name of Jesus.
Forever in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any drip that has been planned that they will set a drip on you, I cancel that drip. You will never be set on you in the name of Jesus.
Michael.
Bind every form of sudden death.
Yes.
Sudden unexpected
Makoba
death.
Kaliakoto.
Lift your hand and bind every form of sickness, disease, death. Cancer, mysterious diagnosis in the name of Jesus. Everybody at the back, holy hands, bind and dominate the enemy. My house shall be called a house of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer. My house is a house of prayer. Marada, Tolaba, Malakadele, Madalekete, Madadaliba, Malemona, Temaradalima, Malokataba, Maridalime, Madalibola, Mezaligalama, Maulela, Mariandele, Kotalabalade, Marodalaba, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen, lift your hand and thank God for long life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God you are crossing 70 years with ease.
Yes,
you are crossing 80 years with ease.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
These two barriers,
my God.
You are crossing.
My
you are
God.
Breaking through.
Oh.
You are not going down.
Oh.
You are not going down.
Oh.
You are going up.
Oh.
The power of God is resisting all forms of wickedness, all plans of the enemy against your life. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Please be seated for the last topic. And then Jacob said to Joseph, "Are not your brethren feeding the flock in Shechem?" Shechem was very far. "Come, I will send thee unto them." And he said to him, "Here am I." This year, you will not say, "Here am I, send somebody else." When Jacob was sending Joseph, he was sending him to become the prime minister of Egypt. But Joseph didn't know. Joseph thought he was sending him to go and find his brother's sheep. But he was sending him to become the prime minister of Egypt. But he thought he was on a mission to go and look for goats. You know, in our church, God has told us to build churches and to win souls. So, the mission to build the church in the whole world, wherever he has allowed us to be, and in Ghana, and to win souls, is what the Father which is in heaven has given us to do. And when we say, "Here am I," you may think that it is just some few goats and sheep. But when he went, he was arrested for his destiny. He was thrown in a pit. Look at the plane. Some of you will be traveling on such planes. Yeah. You will not just be waving at planes, but you will be inside. Receive it in Jesus' name. You'll be inside looking at Black Star Square and say, look at Independence Square. I used to be down looking up. Now I'm up looking down. Receive it in Jesus' name. Now, God has given us a mission. And many times, when you are being sent by God, it looks like something small and something not so powerful. But when Joseph said, Shechem was far away. That is where their sister Dinah was raped. Far away. It was very far from where they were staying. So, this year, you are going to say, "Lord, here am I. I am your servant. I am your servant." Not just a worshiper, but a servant of God. Yes. It is servants who get certain things, right. Not just worshipers and members. How many are going to say, "Here am I"? Yes. And your great promotion and great destiny, what is in your life, is going to come out. If I had said to the Lord when I was in medical school in 1988, when I could feel a burden to start a church, and I said to the Lord, "No! Leave me! I have to go to America to become a doctor there or wherever," my destiny would never be what it's supposed to be. It will never be. And now many of us are called and we play with the calling. But God spoke to my heart that there is going to be what he calls surprise fruitfulness. Many people are going to become fruitful as a surprise. You who are nothing, you who are not much, doing much for God, you are going to be a pleasant surprise. My grandfather had a horse called Pleasant Surprise. And my grandfather had another horse called Surprise Packet. You are going to be a surprise packet from the Lord. And you are going to become very fruitful. You know, many people amongst us are going to build churches. Do you understand what I say by build churches? Like you alone, you buy the land, you lay the foundation, you do the columns, the beams, you put the trusses on, the roofing sheets, and it will be a church that you build. Some of you will build mini churches, and some of you will build cathedrals. I call you a surprise packet and a pleasant surprise to God. Yes. You better listen very carefully to what I'm saying. Because if you are part of this commission, the secret to our prosperity is not in loans. Because we don't have even one loan. Even one. And we don't have debts. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that people are dying for shall be added unto you. Believe it. And it's going to happen practically in your life. Because you see, Philippians 1 says, 7 says that you are partakers of my grace. What is it? Is a grace. It's not like some cleverness that I have. When we started the church, I wanted to borrow money. So I went to Barclays Bank on a high street. The manager looked at me. I said, we want to borrow money to build our church in Kolegono. I don't know whether it's a he or a she. It was a he. Bishop Saki was there. He said, oh, no. Church, we cannot give you loan. As for church, if we give you loan and we are trying to get the money back, we can't sell your church building. So because of that, we will not give you a loan, and we can't give you a loan. That is how I learned not to borrow. Because it wasn't that I had some cleverness, but we were refused. That's why I call it grace. Because he showed us by grace how to stay without borrowing. That's what I call grace. It's not your wisdom, but it is his mercy that is working. And as we have gone along, we have learned that that grace is better than any human idea. All the people I know who are in debt, they are always stressed. They are always under stress. Yes. They may look calm, but you see that there's stress in their lives. If even one is sitting by you right now, you see that the heart is beating. But you become, it's different. Now, if you are part of this church and this ministry, the grace, which is mercy that God gave to me to block me from borrowing, is coming on you. Your car will be debt free. Your house will be debt free. The bank will be writing to you every day, please come and borrow. You are qualified. When you see, you just laugh at them. Look at these people. They think that they are in the olden days. So as you give yourself to do his work, you are going to be a pleasant surprise to God. And God is also going to give you many pleasant surprises. Joseph was 30 years old when he became the prime minister of Egypt. 30 years old. He was a young man. That's how young you'll be when God lifts you up. Ready at 30. How many are ready at 30 to be at a certain level in God? I want us to stand to our feet and pray this last prayer that, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Here am I. Your pleasant surprise. Your pleasant surprise. Your surprise packet.
Yes.
I want to be your pleasant surprise. Use me.
Use me.
To build your church.
My God.
Spiritually.
Yes.
Physically.
Yes.
In any way, I want to be your servant this year. Lift your hands, holy hands to the Lord. And dedicate yourself
to God.
Father, we thank you.
Medego, Palonine, Fembobula, Pacari de Namo, Chovalia Castora Namami and Delemeno, Melumaca Paradide, Sora Namamilo, Pendoria, Marafi, Costola, Aluria de Queso, Mobala Micobari de Gendo, Alustemberi Necesto Babariaca, O Barakiko, Sombe Gioco Pacarinemo, Olibre de Castoria, Mambro,
everyone with your hands up,
Saramico Cotalia,
my house, Sapia, house of prayer,
Ipalunemecasam Pacari,
Cariando, Cabalamande, Bebena,
Itoria Baco,
Palino,
On Jereme Castola.
Thank you. We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you. We
thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you. We thank
you. We thank you.
We thank you. We
thank you. We thank
you. We thank you.
We thank
you.
Use me to obey you, to serve you, to build your church, to do your work, to win souls, to do your ultimate purpose, to fulfill your pleasant will. Reign over me, Lord. Control my life, Lord. Check over my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Here am I, Lord. Send me, Lord. Send me to the ends of the earth. Call upon me, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Here is my money. Here is my time. Here is my daughter. Here is my son. Here am I. Here is what I have. Use it, Lord. For your glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of us know that next year is elections?
Yes.
You know that people give more to politics than to the church. How many think that people give more to politics or to the church? Politics, how many think they give more to politics? But you in this church, you will give more to the church than politics. Yes. It's going to change.
It's going to change.
Yes. As all the people you see campaigning, they will be gone and we will still be here.
Yes.
Yes. They come and they go. The church is still marching on. The church is marching on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see them no more, but the church is marching on. Lift your hand and commit your money,
my God,
your life,
my God,
everything,
yes,
to God.
Yeah.
To God's work.
Yeah.
The one who sustained you. The yes. one who gives you life.
Oh, yes.
The one who has brought
oh,
you this far.
Baranaka.
No political party can do anything for you. Only Jesus can save us. That's why we are praying, because only God can help us.
Makabala,
Dori kampara diye mesondere mekosa. Juve kobako. Juve beko bakali akota. Juve beliko baradiko. Mokonta.
Ampala niyona.
We thank you.
O parakunde. O chika palani mo. Montore meke sonta kaparani no mokota. Alire beke sonda la mamino kosa.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ulasu telemlo.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your
goodness. We thank you for your blessings. Don't fall so take a liver. Alide bekesola. La bradie konda. Indolo moko sandalio. Rembele miko sandra. Palamino moko salie. Ojie koka palalia. Luzalie, 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 luzalie. O kapalio mono jieko. On tombo konten.
Everybody pray. This is a very important prayer. You are giving yourself to the Lord. It's a prayer of consecration. It's a prayer of consecration. When Jesus said, "Thy will be done, thy will be done," and the prayer we are praying, prayer of consecration, the will of God be done, the will of God be done.
In the name.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Your blessing.
Lift your hands and thank the Lord for
thank
his
Lord.
Power today.
Oh, yes.
Whatever you have laid before him in this house of prayer,
Soraka.
God has answered our prayer.
Soraka.
Thank him right now. Thank him right now. We thank
Lord.
You, Lord. We thank you.
We thank you.
We are grateful.
Oh, yes.
We are grateful.
Oh, yes.
We are grateful.
Oh, yes.
Lord, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
I
you,
give
Lord.
You my soul.
We are saying thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you.
We say thank you.
We are saying
Lord.
Thank you to you.
Yes.
We are saying thank you for what
yes.
you have done.
Yes, Lord.
We are thanking you for hearing our prayer.
Yes, Lord.
We are thanking you for hearing
oh.
our prayer.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
Amen. Now listen. Hallelujah. We are going to do something I feel in my heart to do. You know, the Bible says that Cornelius, his prayers and his alms came up to heaven. And I feel that we should take a seed and sow it as a prayer to say, Lord, I commit from now till next year, Good Friday. Next year, Good Friday. You are not appearing here without answers to those prayers. I say you are not appearing here without answers. You are appearing at Good Friday with all answers to all the prayers we have prayed. But I want you to take those of you who believe, that your seed can be a type of prayer. I want you to take a special seed. I know we have already taken the offering, but I feel there is an anointing now for this is the actual, this is the offering. Take out your prayer offering. You are saying, Lord, let this money come before you as a prayer today. And remember me by this offering. Those of you who are a little older, some years ago, there was a statue at the Kutuka Airport of General Kutuka. Have you seen it before? What is that statue? That statue was a memorial to him. Sometimes I used to stand and look at it. It always reminded me of him. I never knew him. Because when he died, I was quite young. But a memorial reminds somebody of you. And your offering is going to remind God about you for the whole year. Do you believe in such things? Yes. If you don't believe in it, don't give. Take out your special offering. And there are some people here in today's offering, you even decide you want to build a church with as little as $10,000. I mean, and now I'm going to give you the church to build yourself. You not even give us the money. Here is the way we show you the land. We don't want money. We want the church to be built. It's a blessing. You see, the Bible says that when you decide to be interested in the church, it's the trigger for favor. Yes. He says, thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her has come. The time, the trigger, what is bringing about the favor has come. For thy servants take pleasure. You see, they are doing it happily. They take pleasure in her stones. They are happily building the church with the stones. That is the trigger that sparks God's favor in your life. Psalm 102. It says, thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion. Why? For the time, this year is your time, the time to favor her has finally come. Why? Why has the time come? Because thy servants take pleasure. They are happy. It's not that somebody is forcing them. They take pleasure in the stones of Zion and favor the dust, even the dust of the church. They are interested in the dust. This is the trigger for God's favor. So anyone who gives himself to start building and helping the church, you are triggering off the greatest favor for your life. I believe that God has given us favor. The more we build churches, the more favor we have. As for me, I'm building more churches. I'm trying to hit 2,000 church buildings in Ghana, only Ghana. It will stir up a lot of favor and have a lot of angelic activity. Only on my case. Wow. Is it a good idea? How many want to join me in triggering off the favor of God on your life in the UG? What a blessing. The time to favor her has come. Why? Why? Because for the first time, thy servants are happy. Not that somebody is forcing them that it's like, hey, me not care what faith. No. You are happy to build. You are happy to hold stone by stone and build the house of God. Wow. This is what starts off favor. Yes. Blessed are those that favor my righteous cause. For God will take pleasure in the prosperity of his servants who are favoring his righteous cause. Instead of favoring all kinds of other causes, it's time for you to look towards the church which will be here years to come. And favor and take pleasure, take interest when I went to Korea, people that were looking after the church, they were not pastors, they were businessmen. Businessmen were the ones making the building work. Make the building work. Looking after and maintaining it. Not pastors. The time has come. And these are owners of Samsung and LG and all the Korean companies. They're all in the church. The time to favor you has come. When my servants take pleasure in the stones of Zion. Zion is the church of God. How many are going to take pleasure and interest in the church? In the last 3 months, we built 3 churches in 3 buildings in a town called Pandai. And somebody was asking that, your bishop, why? What is he looking for in these places? We are looking for the favor of God. We are looking for the favor of God. Yes. We are just about to build 7 buildings in Salaga. Only Salaga. Because we have branches there. The time to favor her has come. Because thy servants take pleasure. I want everybody to take note of what I'm telling you, because this is a very prophetic. You see, what I'm telling you is the seed. When God wanted to bless humanity, he just says his first blessing was be fruitful, be multiplied. But those words, they contain power, creative power and prophetic force. It makes something happen. Isaac told his son Jacob, he said, be fruitful. God told him, be fruitful. A nation and a company of nations will come out of you. Churches and a company of churches will come out of us. Be fruitful. That's the word of God to us. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Jesus died on the cross so that we would rise up and tell the world what he did for us and become a blessing. It's a priority. And our time is running out. And we need to do it before it's over. So, brothers and sisters, it's time for us to be like Joseph, who said, here am I, not knowing he was on the way to becoming a prime minister. When he said, here am I, send me, he didn't know what it meant. By the age of 30, he was a prime minister of the greatest civilization. It's like telling me that by the age of 30, you'll be the president of America. I mean, it sounds fantastic. I see a great miracle. It seems to be running in your direction. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. The louder your clap, the sooner your miracle. If you believe it, shout amen. Hallelujah. What a powerful gathering today. The Bible says, Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 verse 20, rejoice rather in this, that your names are written in the book of life. So today we want to celebrate, we want to rejoice to God for making our church a center of salvation, for changing many people's lives when they walk into our churches, when they walk into our cathedrals. We want to bless God for making us saviors of men. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to put our hands together and receive Nicholas Cote as he shares his great change testimony of how God changed his life from being a sinner to a person who is bound for heaven. Amen. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Nicholas, tell us what has God done for you.
Amen. My name is Nicholas Niamon Kote from the First Love Church.
Our first lovers in the house, shout here. Beautiful. What has God done for you?
Okay. So my testimony is about great change through the ministry of the evangelist Gerald Mills. And I was born into a Christian family where going to church was a thing of my family. I mean, if you don't go to church on Sunday, you don't eat. And that was the norm in my house. But I wasn't born again, and I didn't know God. I was just going to church because...
Nobody had ever told you you had to be born again.
No, I was...
And what happened when you came to school?
So when I got to university, I mean, I met a couple of friends who we used to do funny stuff, like go to the club and buy a table. And if I say a table, like you buy a whole package at the club where they give you all the drinks at the club for your consumption. And you become the boss of the club.
For that night?
Yes.
So, for example, as we are here on Good Friday, you would have been at the nightclub.
Sure.
What type of nightclubs would you be at?
the wild ones.
And how did God change your life?
So, I believe when I came to church, I was also in church, but during the week, I sell weed and weed toffee. I make weed into toffee and I sell it around. So I was going to church on Sunday and living this life during the week. And that was what I was doing. But I joined the First Love Church where my pastor made me join the Dancing Stars. And I was also asked to join the understanding class where I learned the New Believer School and wrote the exams, the Fruitful Believer School where I wrote the exams. And I had a deeper understanding of who I was and why I had to give my life to Christ and why I had to serve God. And one day I was at home when my pastor came to my house and he told me that, now that you found Christ, he said, have I listened to Ida's song which says, now that you found Christ, now that you found Christ, what are you going to give, what are you going to do for him today? And it really plagued me so much. And I mean, I had to change. I had to turn.
And today, will you say your life is changed?
Yes, I believe my life is changed. Right now, I'm a Basenta leader. I have the Snake Church. And
your life is going to change too in Jesus' name. You are living here with Jesus. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let's receive Erasmus Kluche as he shares his testimony. Or do it better for him as he comes upstage. Hallelujah. God is touching everybody's life here. You are living with the power of Jesus. You'll never be the same again. Amen. Erasmus, tell us, what has God done for you?
My name is Erasmus Jogwenyu Kwame Kluche from the First Love Church. And I'm here to testify about a great change that's happened in my life through the ministry of the evangelist Dag Herod Mills. Growing up, I grew up as a guy who was into a lot of bad things. I mean, at a really young age, I was introduced into smoking, fornicating, masturbation, fornication, like a whole lot of terrible things, to the extent that in high school, at the age of 15, I had visited a malam over a phone that was stolen. Now, an individual like this, my life was nowhere near church. When I got into the University of Ghana, in my first year, I continued this terrible life. And in the midst of this, there were a group of people from the First Love Church who kept coming to my room to come and preach, to come and invite me to church. And sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't listen.
From First Love Church?
Yes, please.
They kept coming to your room, inviting you to church?
Yes, please.
And what happened? Did you honor the invitation?
I honored the invitation one time. And during the vacation, the evangelist was preaching at Central Cafeteria on the Legon campus. And the preaching was so, it was pricking my heart so bad that I was so uneasy.
Everybody say, pricking my heart. Today, when your heart is pricked, make sure you give your life to Jesus. And what did he do after the preaching?
After the preaching, he made an altar call. And all I could see or do was that I was standing in front crying. I was in tears. And he led me to Christ at that moment. After, he also asked, he looked at me and asked, that would you serve God? And I said yes. Whilst crying, he asked me again. And I said yes, I will. And from that day, my life has not been the same.
Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? Put your hands together for Jesus. So will you say you've experienced a great change?
Yes, I've experienced a great change, and my family, everyone can testify to that. And I want to say thank you to God, and I want to say thank you to the evangelist. I owe my life to you. If not for you, I don't know where I would be. And I want to say to everyone here that your story may be like mine, or it may be worse. But as you are here, if Jesus Christ can save me through our evangelist,
oh, are you sitting down like that?
Also be saved.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise.
I said, hallelujah. God's word is coming your way. I said, God's word is coming your way. At this Good Friday service, we're excited that God has prepared his servants, the prophets, the evangelists, the gift of God to bring the word of the King to us. I will ask us to stand to our feet. Give another shout as you welcome the evangelist.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say.
Friday, and for what great things you have done for us already, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, we are going to have communion. How many of you brought your communion? Now, communion is very important because it is a way by which a blessing is transmitted to you. Amen. Everybody say transmission. I can't hear you. Say transmission. Now, transmission of curses or blessings often come with food. Did you know that? So, sometimes in Numbers chapter 5, when there was, in Numbers chapter 5, where there was a curse, a woman had committed adultery, they would give her something to drink in Numbers chapter 5. And when she drank it, the Bible says that the curse would enter into her and her stomach would swell. So, the curse is transmitted through the water that she drank in Numbers chapter 5. I'm saying this because I will not say it when we are doing the communion. It says, and he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter water that causeth the curse. So, food and drink are known to lead to curses. Then in the Garden of Eden, Eve and Adam ate the tree, ate the fruits. And the Lord said, because you have eaten this, cursed is the ground for your sake. So a curse came, was transmitted to them through food, through eating. So that is why the Bible says that the cup of blessing which we bless. The communion is the cup of blessing. So a blessing is going to be transmitted to you through the Holy Communion. How many are ready to receive the transmission of the great Good Friday blessing of Holy Communion? Now, just before that, it is my duty to share with you for just a few minutes the story of the cross of Jesus, which led us to the communion. Number one, that God sent his son, who was born of a virgin. That's the beginning of that story. A virgin has given birth. None of you here were born of a virgin. I think you know that. I'm sure up to class 3 or so they will know this. Number 2, Jesus Christ came to this world and preached many wonderful things which no one has ever said. Nobody has ever said what Jesus said. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one can go to the Father except through me. So if you were the way, you should have said it. Number 3, Jesus healed the sick and performed many wonderful miracles. For instance, he healed the madman of Gadara. And even up till today, in every country, we have naked people who walk through streets and towns. A condition that was there in the days of Jesus, which is still difficult to cure today, 2,000 years later, Jesus solved it. The man ran to Jesus and bowed. Lift your hand and say, Jesus is a healing Jesus. Number 4, Jesus had disciples, but he was betrayed by Judas for 30 pieces of silver. Decide today that you will never do anything for money. Money is a very bad motive to have, and it's a bad vision for your life, a vision to be rich. Labor not to be rich, but labor to be blessed by God. Labor to do things that bring blessings to your life. Judas labored for 30 pieces of silver, which he didn't spend. Which is the story of many people who labor for money, which they actually never spent. How many toilets can you sit on? How many rooms can you sleep in? How many cars can you drive? Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. That kiss was, you know, by the next day, Jesus' face was covered with blood. But the kiss of Judas was bigger than any slap or blow that he received. That kiss, the kiss of the betrayer. Make sure you never be an orangu or a Judas in the church. If you want to be something, come and see us for other possible sins you can give. We select one for you, but decide not to be a Judas. Because Jesus said it would have been better that you were not born. Number 5, Jesus warned Judas at the Last Supper, that's where the communion was introduced, not to betray him. Jesus said, the Son of Man goeth as it is written, woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. And Judas was sitting there. He never changed his mind. Now Jesus, number 6, went to the garden, a famous garden. When we go to Israel, I'll take you to that garden. How many are going to Israel to see the Garden of Gethsemane? Jesus stood in the Garden of Gethsemane and he shed the first drop of his blood for you. The Bible says he sweated blood. That was the first time in a series of different sheddings that Jesus shed his blood for us. He sweated and prayed. He said, God, please, I'm surrounded. Save me. I don't want to die at the hands of these wicked people. But nevertheless, let your will be done. And God heard his prayer, but did not change it. Whilst Jesus, number 7, was in the garden, Judas Iscariot brought people with knives and swords and identified Jesus with a kiss. May you never have a kiss of Judas. Number 8, Jesus Christ was taken by the pastors to the pastor's house, Caiaphas. Now, if I have a chance to take you to Israel, one of the things I always like to do is to walk from the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was arrested. Then we walk into the Valley of Kidron and up to Caiaphas' house, who was the high priest. That is where they took Jesus that night. And you see Caiaphas' house is still standing there. And that is where Jesus was tried and beaten in the night. Then in the morning, he was taken to Pilate. Say, I'll be in Israel soon. Hey. Now Jesus was identified by the kiss. And then he was taken to the pastor's house. Now, when Peter, Judas, when Peter realized that it was going to be a negative thing to be associated with Jesus, he denied knowing Jesus from anywhere. So Jesus was denied by two of his disciples openly. They asked Peter, are you not a pastor? He said, no, never. I'm a fisherman. They asked Peter, are you not going around with him? No, at all. I'm into fishing. I don't know him. Three times he denied. But remember that Peter repented. And tonight you have a chance to repent and turn around. You are turning around from your mistake at this Good Friday. Now Judas also, when he realized that the thing was becoming so serious and that they were actually going to kill Jesus, also repented. But he didn't repent fully. You see, there is a difference between repenting properly and just saying sorry. So Judas came back and took the money and he went to the priest and said, look, this man was innocent. You know, I was just trying to get some money to my taxi business. But they said, what is that to us? So Judas threw the money and went and hanged himself. He didn't want to meet anybody. He didn't want to say sorry to the other guys. He didn't want to face the people and say, look, it was a mistake. So there's a difference between Peter and Judas. Peter turned around. And when he was fully restored, he came back. And he preached and he ministered and his story was written about. That yes, he betrayed Jesus three times, but he repented. Whatever mistake you have made in your life, how many have made a mistake before? Wow. You are able to repent in Jesus' name. You'll never be called somebody who couldn't turn around. Somebody who couldn't make a U-turn. Somebody who couldn't say I was wrong, but I'm going the right way now. Hallelujah. Then Jesus was taken to the governor. He was taken to Pontius Pilate, the quintessential politician. Now, he, the politician, knew that there was nothing wrong with Jesus. So his wife sent him a message that, look, she had a dream. And when she woke up in the morning, she had a terrible headache. And there's something wrong with this Jesus case. So she told her husband, try to come out of the case. So Judas called for some, Pilate called for some water. And he tried to wash his hands. He tried to wash his hands of the case. But you, Pontius Pilate, you cannot wash your hands off. You know, you are in the case. The way your name has been mentioned. And you see, the church mentions Pontius Pilate's name in almost every prayer. Crucified under Pontius Pilate. We never leave the case. We've never forgiven Pontius Pilate for what he did. We mention his name every time. Yes. His name is mentioned in churches every day, although he tried to extricate himself and say, no, 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 no. So he now, when it wasn't working, he brought Barabbas, a well-known armed robber who has killed people, and put Barabbas by Jesus. And said, look, choose one, because it's Easter time. And the people, all the Jews, shouted, we love Barabbas. We are in love with Barabbas. We love Barabbas' ministry. Barabbas has been a blessing to us. Barabbas has touched our life. We don't know Jesus Christ. Now, through history, the Jews have been accused. And the Jews said, his blood should be on our head. Now, throughout history, many Christians over the years accused the Jews of deicide. We have suicide, homicide, and insecticide, and then deicide. Suicide is when you kill yourself. Homicide is when you kill somebody. Insecticide is when you kill an insect. Genocide is when you kill a lot of people in one from one country or one tribe. Genocide. And then we have deicide, like a deity. God is a deity, like God. God decide, killing God. So the Jews said, his blood should be on us. And throughout the years, many, many Christians have attacked Jews saying that they were guilty of deicide, killing God. That is why there was not a good relationship between Christians and Jews for many years. It is in these last days that Christians have realized that Jesus Christ himself was a Jew. He's the most famous Jew that ever lived. So, Pontius Pilate, like many politicians, their God is the politics. So, Pontius Pilate was not going to release Jesus. Then somebody shouted, if you don't release him, you don't love Caesar. As soon as he had his political God, his party was mentioned, and it was going to go against him politically, he changed his mind. Now let me tell you, Pontius Pilate is mentioned in every prayer. Crucified under Pontius for that thing. That when he had a chance as a politician, he chose politics rather than choosing God. As most of, not 99.9% of them choose politics. So you see that they as if their God is, but that's why sometimes when you are out of power and you watch them, you can't even understand what is happening. As they explain things. But you realize that there's something else they are following that is not, you don't know what it is. It's like there's another allegiance which is so strong. So if you are a Christian, you have to know where you stand. You stand for God. Yes. I have been deserted by people who said, ah, now that this issue has come in and it's become politics, I'm sorry, we can't help you anymore. Yes. But you will never do something like that. In Jesus' name. Jesus Christ was now beaten on the back. He was beaten, he was spat on, he was whipped, he was thrashed, he was crucified. He was tortured. He was punished. When I was in Achimota school, there was an event, something happened. It was called Rape Night. And then some students were involved. So we were all called to the assembly hall one day. And some students were asked to come forward and be lashed in front of the whole school. The headmaster called out the names of these guys. And he walked forward in front of the whole school, stood in front of the headmaster, and was asked to receive the lashes. He said he would not receive the lashes. And the alternative was to be sacked from the school. And he left the school. He said he will not take it. He will not take it. Not in this public way. Not these lashes. Not the pain. But Jesus, in front of all the people he preached to, and the people, you know, he had done miracles for. Recently, I was in Rwanda, and I was climbing. I went down to a river, and I was climbing up from the river, and I fell down. Now, and the people that were with me, they were so unhappy and disturbed by that fall. They didn't like it at all. And they were very disturbed. The way I fell down on the mountain. Now, I can imagine how the people who loved Jesus were feeling as they were watching. Hey! As they were lashing him. And they could see the one they loved being broken into pieces. Being humiliated, naked. And I hear that cloth that they put on in the cross, that thing, is just for, what do we call it? Fine protocol. But actually, he was naked. Jesus was punished so that you and I, the punishment we deserve, it's like he's taking it. So you will not go to hell. That's why I said Good Friday is the greatest day. It's the greatest day. It's the greatest day for a Christian. That's the day that the price was paid for our sins. That's the day. So, two thieves were also crucified. Now, people standing by look and saw the group that Jesus had joined. Jesus was not with pastors on the cross. He was with thieves. So as to sort of imply that he was a thief. They caught criminals and treated him the way you treat a criminal. Now thank God, this great sacrifice, you will see one day that the church does not exist to do business or to do any such work or politics. But it exists for you to know about Jesus Christ and how he has paid the price for your sins and for my sins. Because I'm sure most of us here will agree that you deserve to go to hell. How many of you are liars? If you are a liar, you've told a lie before. Raise your hand. Like you've told a serious lie before. Raise your hand. What about those of you who have told about 100 lies since you were born up till today? Can I see your hand? The security people are not raising their hands. They are raising their hands now. And policemen, they should all raise their hand. You are police, but you know that you are also a sinner. What about the pastors on the stage? Those who are liars, raise your hand. Look at all of them. Bishops. Men of God. How many have been jealous before? Jealousy. Hey! How many of you have quarreled before? Like actual quarreling? Many of you are so young, but the quarrels you have had are like the quarrel of an elderly person. And some of you quarrel into the grave. One day I saw a man, he went to the grave because the quarrel didn't end before the person died. He went to the grave to try to finish things off. you know you are a thief, raise your hand. How many of you have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? Raise your hand. And your mother came and saw that the chicken was finished in the food. It was left with dumpling, isn't it? Just the dumpling. You've left only bones in the soup. Shh. What about fornicators? If you know you are a fornicator, just give a wave. Some of you should be waving your leg also with your... Now listen. Shh. For all this, Jesus died. Because, you know something? How many of you have ever sat your daughter down and told her, you must become a fornicator? It's very important for you to learn fornication. Fornication is something that has three good effects. Number one, number two, number three. No. Have you ever sat down with your son to teach him how to lie? You teach him that if you want to tell a good lie, number one, tell a believable lie. That's the first step to telling lies. You tell a lie that is believable. Step number two to telling lies, tell the truth most of the time before you introduce the lies. People will never believe that you are a liar. That's step number two. Step number three, develop a baby face when you are telling lies. Baby face. Have you ever taught somebody how to lie? Like these three steps of telling lies. You see, you never knew that there were three steps to telling lies. Straight baby face. But without being taught, we all became liars. Without being trained, we became sinners. That's why God so loved the world that he just decided to give his son without asking more questions, without taking us to court, without trying us, without asking more things. God so loved, decided to give his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ died for you, that whoever believes in him. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we can be saved. Today, we must be thankful. There are two groups of people here tonight. Number one, those of you who know Jesus already, you must show your appreciation to Jesus by serving him. As for me, you know, somebody asked me, why am I a pastor? Because I'll say, I don't know how to say thank you to Jesus. If he was somewhere where I could write a letter or send him a card, maybe I would do that. But I don't know where or how to see him. I know somebody who wrote a letter to Jesus and put it in his Bible. But after some time, when he opened the Bible, the letter was still there. So the only way you can say thank you is to give him your life. Not even your money, it's your life. And to serve him with all your heart. And then if you are here and you don't know Jesus, I want you to hear me. You know, Ghana is a religious country. And because of politics, everybody says he's a Christian. But a lot of the politicians are not born again Christians. They are not at all born again Christians. Although they go to church and then they show their faces at churches at different times. And as election is coming, they say we'll see more of them. Listen, Ghana is a religious nation. You can be in Ghana and you think you are a Christian, but you are not. We have many churches. But the Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot enter. And he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You must be born again. And you must bow your knees. I was baptized. I was confirmed, but I was not a Christian. I was not. Yes, I was not any other religion, but I was not a born-again Christian. Today, you must come back to identify yourself with Christ. Yes. Today, people join churches just for blessings. I have come so that you bless me, Pastor. Man of God. Man of God, my business. Here's my business paper. Bless me. Bless my business. I want to bring an offering to your church. I see that you need money. Here is some money. During elections, monies are given to pastors to pray. Pastor, pray for me. Prayer warriors are called to pray for evil things, things which are not genuine. Oh, yes. Christianity has been diluted. But I just want to warn you. You see, on the day that you die, when you don't know Jesus, you know, there's one of these pastors here. Look, can you see the people on stage? One of them here, he told me some years ago that he was not a Christian, although he was known as a Methodist. He's sitting here, one of these guys. But I don't want to point him out. But he became very sick and he died. And when he died, he descended down and he was shocked. He said, oh, but I'm a Methodist. You may be a BMW. Listen, you need to be born again. Yes, it's not about which church you mention, Lighthouse, UD, whatever name you mention. Your heart must be with God. You must give your life to Jesus Christ. And when a tree dies, if you are born again, we will see it. If many of the people who claim to be Christians were Christians, we will see a difference in Ghana. You know already, exams, elections, you have 41 people voting, then you write, you just add 4 to the side, so it's 441. You buy grade A, B, C, D is for sale. A is for sale. B is for sale. C is for sale. D is for sale. E is for sale. F, I don't think anybody will buy. Now, if we were really a born-again nation, if we were a born-again nation, there would be a difference. But many of us who claim to know Jesus don't really know Jesus. Remember the story. There were 10 virgins. But when the bridegroom came, only 5 were taken. That means that the others looked like virgins. They looked like bridesmaids, but they were not. May you be among the virgins that are taken when the Lord comes. Can I have an amen? Amen. You need to give your life to Jesus. The Bible says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that enter therein. Tonight is a night of giving your life to Jesus and giving ourselves to Jesus Christ. Everyone standing, please. Every head bowed. No talking, please. There are some people on the beach making noise, but let's be quiet in the presence of the Lord. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We are going to be taking communion in a few seconds, but for this moment is the moment of salvation. If you are here and you want to say, Pastor, you know, I don't want to fool around with God, but I want to take God seriously and serve Him. I also want to be born again, and I want my name to be written in the book of life. I don't want to find out when I die that I'm not actually a believer. If you are here today and you want to give your life to Jesus and say, Pastor, help me to know God. I don't want just to be religious. I want to be born again. And I want the blood of Jesus to wash away my sins. For there is no salvation in any other name except the name of Jesus Christ. If you are here, maybe you were invited, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior, but you want to give your life to Jesus today, then lift up your right hand wherever you are standing, and I'm going to pray with you. Maybe somebody invited you, but deep down in your heart, you know that you really, you don't know God. But today you want to be born again, and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, lift your right hand. And if your hand is up, I want you to come to me in the front here. Come to Jesus. Come, stop. We are not playing religiosity here. No, no, no. It doesn't matter whether you are in Lighthouse or any church. That is not what we are.
Come to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. And give him your
come
life.
Come on. Let me pray with you. Give him your life. Come from the back. Come from wherever you are, from the stands. Come to the front. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus.
Come on to Jesus.
Come on. Are you coming to Jesus today? How many of you are tired of fooling around with God? How many of you want to take God seriously from now? Yes. How many of you know that the blood of Jesus is going to wash all your sins away today? Now, no one should move. We are coming to the very important. This is what we call in evangelism the holy moment. The holy moment is the moment of salvation. Now lift your hands and close your eyes. No movement, please, anywhere. There's no one should be moving at all. If you are moving, something can happen to you. Bad. Something bad can happen to you. Unless you are coming to the front. Lift your hands. And everyone also lift your hand and say this prayer. Say, Jesus, thank you for tonight. Oh God, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. I know that I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Tonight, I open my heart. I open my heart. And I receive Jesus as my master, as my savior, as my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for being beaten for me. Thank you for suffering for me. Today, I give myself to you. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, mention your name. My name is John, whatever. Mention your name. Please write this name in the book of life. Please write this name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. From today, I am your servant. Say it with your heart. Say, from today, I am your servant. From today, I am your servant. From today, I belong to Jesus. And I am following Jesus. Lift your two hands. Everywhere, every hand, everyone, everywhere. Say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for what you have done in my life. Now, lift only one finger like this, one hand, and say after me, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. Satan, in the name of Jesus, from today, I will not follow you again. I will not serve you again. Satan, I will not serve you again. I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I reject you. I refuse you. Go out of my life. In the name of Jesus, I belong to God. Now lift your two hands like this and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I am your servant forever and ever. Take my life. Take my life. Take my whole life. I am yours forever and ever. And ever, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. What a blessing. All the blood of Jesus.
All the blood of Jesus.
Sing it, everybody, now. Are you happy your name is written in the book of life? Amen. Now, every standing, take your communion. Take your holy communion. This is what I call transmission of a blessing. Curses. Don't go back. Don't go back to your seat, please. Don't go back. Just stay where you are. No one is moving. Everybody is supposed to. If you are here, you don't have communion. Don't worry. You will have it next year. You are appearing. Lift your hand and say, I am appearing at Good Friday service next year. My whole life will be changed. A year from now, people will not even recognize me. What a change has come into my life. Now take your communion and
take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you.
Listen, listen. Have you heard somebody saying something before when they say, when you go to this house, don't drink anything there. Don't eat anything there. Why? Because food is used to transmit curses, and also it is used to transmit blessings. The Bible calls it the cup of blessing, which we bless.
And my blood is drinking deep. Oh yeah. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ, the bread which we break.
No one should be moving. This is
it's the communion
another holy
of the
moment.
Body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Sustain
yes.
You. It will make you whole.
Lift
will
up
give
your breath
you
now.
Life. When I see the blood, oh,
he that eats my body,
oh, yeah,
and drinks my blood,
I will pass over you.
He shall have life. Oh, life is coming into everybody here now.
When I see the blood,
in the name of Jesus, the bread. The body of Jesus Christ. It is the communion of the body of Jesus Christ. Whatever is in the body, as you take it, Father, we thank you that this is the body of Jesus Christ from this moment. As we put it into our mouth and we eat it and we swallow it, we thank you for the greatest blessing that ever came to mankind. Thank you that what we can get from Kenke and Fufu and Banku, we can never get from Kenke and Banku what we are about to receive from this bread. Lift it up. It's a holy meal. Whatever is in Christ's body shall be in your body. Whatever cannot be in Christ, cancer cannot be in Christ. Blood disease cannot be in Christ. Death cannot be in Christ. It cannot be in you. The body of Jesus Christ. Take the blood. Now, you are about to drink something. Everyone here who is taking part, I hope you are listening. You are about to receive a transmission of something. That's how you give curses and blessings. You give people something to eat. And Jesus gave us this holy meal, the cup of blessing. I said the cup of blessing. Lift up. Father, we thank you. This is now the blood of Jesus. It is now a cup of blessing. As we drink it, our stomach will not swell. Rather, our stomachs will become flatter. whatever disease is working is neutralized by the coming. Sicknesses and diseases are neutralized. Now, whatever mistake you've made through this cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus, your mistakes are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. I said your mistakes are washed away. Healing is coming into you through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lift it up now, the blood of Jesus Christ. Drink it. Now lift your hands for your blessing. Father, I thank you. As I pray and bless your children, the whole church, those watching, those who are here, everywhere, let the words spoken over them turn into seeds. I prophesy to you to be fruitful, to be blessed, to be fruitful. Become a company of churches in the name of Jesus. Receive fruitfulness. Your church is declared fruitful. Your business is fruitful. Your family is fruitful. Your womb is fruitful. You will never be identified with barrenness again in Jesus' name. You will never be identified with failure again in the name of Jesus. You will never be associated with defeat again in the name of Jesus. May the blessing of fruitfulness be on you and your family. Whatever kills before time, whatever kills before time, for you to go prematurely into your grave, I curse it from your life in Jesus' name. I curse the activities of witches and wizards in your life in the name of Jesus. Any operation of witchcraft near you, around you, with you, near your life, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. You have become a fruitful tree. Receive the blessings of fruitfulness. I declare you a pleasant surprise to your family. I declare you a pleasant surprise to your family. In the name of Jesus. May your father and your mother and your family see you and say you are a pleasant surprise to us. Whatever represents a curse in your life, whatever represents evil in your life, I cut it out of your life tonight in the name of Jesus. Tonight marks the end of the curse of the enemy and the presence of darkness in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Go forward. I said, go forward. I said to you, go forward. Go forward and increase. Listen carefully. I said to you, go forward. I said to you, increase. I said to you, multiply. I said to you, be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Let these words be a creative force in your life. from today. In the name of Jesus. When you go back to the house, whatever is disturbing you, whatever is harassing you, whatever is tormenting you, whatever is fighting you, I curse it from your life in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, and I say your enemy is bowing to you in the name of Jesus. Power is being released against the power in your life. Power against power. Power against power. When you go back, your enemy will bow to you in Jesus' name. Now I see the Lord blessing you with an angel. An extra angel. May you be accompanied by angels in every area of your life. In your church work, in your business, in your life, in any area, may the angel of the Lord encamp around you in Jesus' name. Instead of you sitting down to talk about people who are going higher and higher and higher, people will be sitting down and talking about you as you are going higher and higher. Let me hear your loudest amen. I prophesy that you are a city set up on a hill. You are going to be outstanding. People are going to look at you and say, wow, look at a city set on a hill. Give the Lord a shout of amen. Father, I declare the blessing of protection. There will be no foolish death of any child. You cannot drive by drowning. Drowning in the sea. Drowning in a swimming pool. Fire or flood. You will never die in any flood in Ghana. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every car that is destined for destruction, any bus that is destined for destruction that you are about to get into, I block it. You cannot enter that car in Jesus' name. Any aeroplane, any flight that is destined for evil, when you are about to go, you will escape it in the name of Jesus. Supernatural escapes. I said supernatural escapes are your portion. Divine escapes from earthquake, from flood, from fire, from buses, from accident, from aeroplane, from unexpected things. Receive it in the name of Jesus. As Jesus could not be admitted in the hospital, you will never be admitted in the hospital. You will die peacefully in your sleep at a good old age in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever sickness is common in your family, what killed your mother, what killed your father, what killed your uncle, it cannot kill you in the name of Jesus. Receive divine exemption from what is born in your family. In the name of Jesus. If your father died at the age of 60, I prophesy that you are crossing 60 with ease. If your mother died at the age of 50, I prophesy you are crossing with ease in the name of Jesus. Now, your life, there are some people here, your life looks like dead bones. The Lord is telling me, is asking me, can these dry bones live? And the answer is yes, they can live by the power of God. Receive life into your dry bones in the name of Jesus. Whatever represents a dry bone in your life is receiving power and life and meat now. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And now, I'm speaking to money. Look, a certain welder. He had a welding shop. And do you know the name of his welding shop? The welding shop was called Iron Must Obey. Iron must what?
Obey.
Iron must obey. He was able to bend all the iron. Iron must obey. Now, when Jesus was here, he sent his disciple Peter to go fishing. And he said, when you open the mouth of the fish, you see money. Money must obey. Money must what?
Obey.
Lift your hand. Receive. Money must obey grace in the name of Jesus. Now, whatever the government cannot do for you, and whatever they have not been able to do for you, receive the power of God doing it for you in Jesus Christ. From today, you'll never be worried who has won the election. I said, from today, you'll never be worried again about who has won the election. Because whether these people or these people, money must obey, and God is sending his blessing into your life in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Now, the grace of God, which has made this ministry to be without debt, is coming on you right now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Since we came to pray here, so many aeroplanes have been passing. You have been downstairs looking at them upstairs. But I prophesy that soon you will be upstairs looking at the downstairs. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you that we are appearing at Good Friday 2020 with miracle provisions that have come through these words. Now, do you know why God said to Adam, the first thing he said was, be fruitful, as if he had something to do. Be fruitful and multiply, because the words he was speaking were blessings and they were like seeds. Lift your hands. May every word that has been spoken be a special seed in your life. In the name of Jesus. And now, whatever makes you a backslider, today you are in church, tomorrow you are lost. I curse that thing in the name of Jesus. All fake Christians amongst us, you are being straightened today in Jesus' name. All those who are called to be pastors, you are obeying your call from today. I see many churches and many shepherds and many ministers coming out of this family in the name of Jesus. Be released as apostles, as prophets, as evangelists, as pastors, as teachers. May there be an army of apostles and pastors and teachers. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, I receive my calling. I receive my calling. I receive my calling from my Father. My Father is calling me. I must be about my Father's business. Say, I must be about my Father's business. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for this blessing for everyone here today. In Jesus' name. Now put your hand wherever you are, if you have. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Anybody who is not well in any part of your body, I want to pray for you. There are so many people here tonight, but I want to still pray for us. Amen. If you are not well, any problem, whatever your problem, iron must obey, sickness must obey, money must obey, everything must obey in the name of Jesus. Put your hand wherever the problem is and let us pray. Father, thank you for healings and miracles that are taking place right now. Receive healings. I cast out eye. Somebody's just being healed of an eye sickness. Receive healing in your eye. Receive healing in your legs. Receive healing in your knees. Whatever doctors cannot solve, is the Lord that healeth you today. Receive it in Jesus' name. Power against power of darkness. You will not die. His power is real. Receive it. Healing. Father, thank you for miracles. At the back, at the side. Headaches are healed. Pain is going. Pain in your life is going. Ear problems are being healed. Crippling problems are being healed. Receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Just thank God right now everywhere. Something has happened. Something has happened.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Father, thank you for many healings that have taken place. If God has touched you this evening, I don't know where you are standing, but maybe something has happened. God's power has touched you. Wherever you are, just raise your hand. Maybe you had a problem, but you can see that the problem is gone. Maybe you had a pain, you can see that the pain is gone. Wherever you are, if God has healed you of anything, whatever it is, if God has touched you, especially you were not well or there was a problem, you couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't do something, but God has touched you. God has healed you. Lift your hand and come to the side of the stage here. Just walk alone and come here quickly. Just come. You had a problem. God has healed you. Come. So many miracles tonight. Don't go away. Don't go away. It's nice that you are here. Stay with us. I'll tell you when to go. If God has touched you, come. Now, so many testimonies tonight. But we are just going to take five testimonies because of time. But God has done many things. And the miracles are everywhere tonight. God's power is here.
Ohine, ohine, ohine.
Nobody should leave the Independence Square. We are not closed. Hello? Everybody who is moving, stay where you are. Hello? How many believe the blessing? You see, if you believe in the blessing, believe when I say to you, stay where you are. Just for 5 minutes. We'll be closing in about 5-10 minutes, please. No one should leave. When you leave now, you are walking away from your blessing. You are saying, I don't need no blessing of the Lord. In just about 5 minutes, we'll be coming to an end.
Oh, aye.
Lift up your hands and sing,
aye.
Come on, give Jesus a worship.
For this program, he had a problem with the knee because he was playing football 4 years ago, fell, and from that time he has been limping.
Wow.
He could not move the knee. Evangelist, tonight he put his hand there when you prayed, and to his amazement, now that he can move the knee,
the
pain is gone.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher.
Wants to say something?
Yes, because of that, I want to sing them praise God.
You want to what?
I want to sing. I want to praise God for that.
No, because of time, you can't sing. You can sing. Which church do you go to? Central. Oh, wow. You are healed in Jesus' name.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher.
Evangelist, the power of God is touching nerves tonight. This lady has had pain in the back. She went to see a doctor, and the doctor said she had a pinched nerve.
A what?
Pinched nerve.
Pinched nerve.
Yes, at the back. Tonight, she put her hand there when you pray, and the pain she's had for days, she came here with it. That pain is gone. She can move her body without any pain.
What is a pinched nerve?
A pinched nerve is from a disc in the back. It presses on a nerve. We call it disc protrusion with radiculopathy. And it causes pain in different areas, especially the back.
Wow.
And sometimes in the thigh.
Wow.
And the power of God touched her tonight.
Everything
and the pain is
double
gone.
My God is good.
My God is good.
Amazing miracles, evangelist. This girl, since she was born, has been hearing from the left ear. The right ear has been deaf. Cannot hear through the right ear. The power of God touched her tonight when he prayed. Evangelist, to the glory of God, the ear has popped open tonight.
Lead Jesus higher. Lead Jesus higher. Be the Lord a child. Be the Lord a child. Be the Lord.
Is it true? What happened to you?
The time you prayed, I just received a healing from.
What happened to your ear?
My ear was not able to listen.
Listen, your ear was not able to listen. And now it can listen.
Yes.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Wow.
Everybody say listen.
Listen.
Come on and shout listen.
Listen.
Come on and shout listen.
Listen.
Give the Lord a shout.
Hey.
Jesus, I am. Jesus, I am.
I am.
Jesus, I am.
I am.
Jesus, I am.
I am.
Everybody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on and say Jesus.
Jesus.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, another ear is hearing.
Yeah.
He was removing words in his ear.
Somebody with an ear couldn't hear. Who is that? There's another ear healing. Somebody with a breast lump is also healed tonight. If you are here with a breast lump, it's gone right now in Jesus' name. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, 6 months ago, he was removing words with a broom.
A broom?
A broom. The thing broke and got stuck in the ear. They were able to remove it, but from then on, he couldn't hear with this ear. Evangelist, when you're praying, you put his hand there. When you remove it, he can hear clearly.
One year later, I hear no your healing coco.
Is it true?
Yeah.
What happened?
Like, I was removing wires from my ears. So there's still God broke to my ears. They were able to remove it, but I can't hear. But now when I received this thing, I can hear well.
You can hear?
Yeah, I can hear well.
Wow. It was a broom. From
no.
Sweeping broom.
No. The one used to move here. Yeah, the one with the bag. The one we used to.
Ah, the ear.
Yeah.
Cotton bag.
The cotton bag. Yeah.
Cotton bag. We got stuck.
We like I was removing the wax. It broke inside.
It broke inside. So he must have perforated the eardrum. Is it a doctor? What is this? He must have perforated.
This is either a perforation or trauma to the tympanic membrane. Yes.
Bring me the snare drum. Can you bring me the snare drum?
Everybody shout, hey!
Hey!
Come on and say, hey!
Hey!
And a drumstick. The eardrum is like this. Somebody hold it. This. Lift it up high. The people are looking. This is how the eardrum is like this. So when you put the broom inside, then it shook the eardrum. Then when it's cracked, you can't hear well again. It's connected to the nerves and it goes to the brain. From the side here, then it goes to the brain. I notice.
Everybody blow your trumpet.
So this young man, he put a stick into the ear and it choked the eardrum, and after that he couldn't hear again. And tonight, the power of God touched him.
Yes.
And right now, he can hear.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, this lady has had pain in the eyes for years. Whenever she looks at light, there's severe pain.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true.
When you look at what?
The light. I couldn't have direct contact with the light.
Doctor, what is this? Is that a disease?
Yes, it's a condition called photophobia.
Everybody say wow!
Wow!
Come on and shout wow!
It's wow!
What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up?
It's called what?
Photophobia, possibly from vernal conjunctivitis. Yes. Looking at the eyes. She's had it for years.
Wow.
Yes.
And is it gone?
Yes. It became severe this year, so I had to be wearing glasses. So I was wearing it throughout the service. And when we were praying, I just removed the glasses and the eye was shaking. I could feel movement in the eye.
That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost on your eyes. And is it gone? Is it gone?
Look at the light. Look at it. Is there pain?
Is it gone?
No, there is no pain.
There's no pain when you look at the light.
Photophobia is gone,
gone
in the name
tonight
of
in the name of Jesus.
Olivia,
evangelist, another healing of the ear.
Yes. Tonight is an ear
it's
night.
It's an ear night, evangelist.
Jesus is running an ENT clinic tonight.
Oh, too powerful.
Jesus decides what clinic he's running. Today he's doing ENT. Olivia, what is
evangelist,
it?
He slept 2 years ago, woke up, and that was it.
He did what?
He just slept, woke up, and that was it. He's crying.
He's crying.
Yes. He said, when you have to talk to him, you have to come close and shout into the ear.
And what happened tonight? Let him tell. And what happened tonight?
What happened to you? He's crying.
He's crying. Wow. Can he hear?
He can hear. We are talking to him without coming to the ear.
Just to come to his ear and shout.
And shout, boy, he can hear.
Wow. Give Jesus a mind.
Boy, you are great.
Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Tell us.
Why crying?
Why? I've not seen this one before.
You have what?
I've not seen this one before.
You have not seen this one before.
He's not seen this one before.
He hasn't experienced a miracle like this before.
You have not experienced a miracle. And the power of God is here. How many know that the power of God is here? And you see, the miracles that are taking place, it shows that the prophecies that were spoken over you, they are miraculous, powerful prophecies that will come.
One more, yes.
So, are you crying because of sadness or happiness?
Happiness.
Happiness crying.
Everybody say
this
happy,
year you'll be crying from happiness throughout the whole year.
Everybody shout happy.
Happy.
Come on and shout happy.
Happy.
Come on and shout happy.
Happy.
Give the Lord a shout. Hey. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
Hey.
One more yes to a say.
Hey. Hey.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, tonight is eyes and ears.
Hey.
Let her tell us a story. Tell us what your mother told you.
My mom told me since I was born, I've been having a problem.
You have been what?
Having a problem. And
she's been getting ear problems. And she's had pain, constant pain in the ear, affecting her hearing from birth. Evangelist, tonight, the power of God touched her. The pain is gone. She can hear well. And she is crying here.
She's also crying.
Yes.
Why are you crying? Is it crying of happiness or crying of sadness?
Crying of happiness.
Crying of happiness.
Come on, on and say happy.
Happy.
Come on and say happy.
Happy.
Come on and shout happy.
Happy.
I prophesy this year, you will cry many times out of happiness. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, why oh was mawa milala.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, eye healing. She could not see very far.
She could not see far.
She could not.
How far can you see now?
I can see far.
You can see far?
Yes.
But before?
I can't.
But now you can.
Yes.
Where were you standing? Where were you sitting? Where were you? This way.
Yeah.
You could you see me?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
You could see me.
If I'm sitting there. Right now, if I sit there, I can see me.
Now.
Right now, if you go there, you can see me. But before, you couldn't.
Yes.
And now you look this way. See, can you see the people?
Yeah.
Wow. Wave. She's trying to. Wave at them. There are a lot of people are waving at you.
Give the Lord a wave. Give the Lord a wave. Give the Lord a wave. Give the Lord a chant. Give the Lord a chant. Give the Lord. 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 Give the Lord a chant. Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and say Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on and say thank you.
Thank you.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, a 3-in-1 miracle tonight. A lump in the breast has disappeared tonight as we pray.
Every woman, lay hands on your breast right now. All ladies. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind breast lumps, breast cancers, every Jesus. Type of breast disease.
Jesus' name.
I block it. I declare your protection.
Yes.
Your deliverance.
Yes.
Any breast condition. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
It's gone.
Breast lump.
The lump has disappeared.
Has anybody checked her?
Dr. Stella examined her.
A doctor has examined her.
A doctor has examined
her.
Could not find the lump. She's had lower abdominal pain. The pain is gone. Headache is gone. 3-in-1 miracle tonight.
Wow. Doctor, who is the doctor who examined her?
Dr. Stella, she's here.
Dr. Stella, did you examine her?
Yes, Bishop, I did.
Is there any lump?
There's no lump. No she lump. Had... Yes, she herself could not feel it, which is a good sign. And I also could not feel the lump. I believe that.
Wow. This is a real doctor. A real doctor. A specialist. Give Jesus a mighty clap of
yes, Sumari boy. Hey. 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 Hey.
Wheelchair.
4 years. 4 years.
Evangelist, 4 years, was tied to this thing.
How long?
4 years, evangelist.
4 years.
4 years.
Wow.
Wow.
And what has happened tonight?
Again, a year ago.
Meko bo form.
Ubo form. And I feel I want to be anti bi mu. Inti nede na ye obra onyame ni pe bom pa ye.
Ah, me de bra Christopher na de make up buy.
Oh no, do buy. And I want me so want me sorry e gina ho.
Ba to an you.
Hey.
He couldn't
bra,
stand
bra,
before.
Bra wa in Christopher. Ba cho bra Christopher where he?
Bra
Christopher where he?
He was in this wheelchair.
Yes, evangelist.
Power of 4 God years. Has touched him for 4 years.
4 years.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise.
Yes, where did he marry? Oh yeah, he moved. Namie Pama. We saw where did he marry? Oh yeah, he moved. Namie Pama. We saw where did he marry? Oh yeah,
he moved. He fell down from what? A tree.
Who performed him?
Because he had ya.
And now firewood.
Firewood.
Wow.
And he fell down.
Yes, evangelist.
And he couldn't walk anymore.
Bra Christopher.
Is that Bra Christopher?
Pacho bre. Pacho now then buy.
Yeah.
No, then here no.
Because it cannot walk. So past years. So
everybody say, hey! Come on, that's the walk! What a song.
We are coming to the program and we are saying that by the grace of God, it will get healed. So we are there and he said he can walk and arrest him. Yeah.
You were over there?
Yeah, we are here. So, but I bring the other souls that are big to church. We are standing over here and my other brother bring him too. Therefore.
Wow. And he's standing.
He's standing.
Can he take steps, Olivia? Let's see. Hold his hand.
Uh-huh.
Wow. He will walk. He's walking. It's walking. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Oh, he's walking. He's walking.
Strength
in the name of the Lord.
So many miracles tonight. What was wrong with you?
My lungs.
Your lungs?
Yes.
Where? Which part of your lungs?
This place.
What, here? Who told you your lung is here?
She said her lungs were disturbing her over here.
Everybody say hey. Nobody said no.
Yeah. Who told you your lungs are here? Don't say it again. Don't say it anywhere. You had pain here. Evangelist, lower abdominal pain. She said it's her lungs, but she doesn't know what she's saying. The power of God touched her and she is healed tonight.
Wow,
the pain is gone.
Clap offering, lower abdominal pain
is gone.
What's wrong, Kachina Kemudia?
Olivia, what is this?
18 years ago, she had an accident. And because of that, she had difficulty in breathing in, bending down. The thing affected her spine. The accident affected her spine. She's had an x-ray that said there's a shift in the bones. A bone has shifted. Evangelist, after you prayed, the pain has disappeared. Now, bend.
Breathe. Is the pain gone?
Yes.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, she suffered from a condition called spondylolisthesis or possibly the lumbar spine. And the power of God touched her and she's healed.
Everybody say, hey. Someone say, wow.
Some of you think that the words are not true. But they are all true. We are doctors. We know what they are saying.
Yes. Spondylolisthesis. Sometimes multiple levels or one level can cause pain and also paraspinal pain. And God has touched it. It is possible that the bones have been rearranged by the power of God tonight. Yes.
Jesus, I am.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Healing of the eyes. Itchy eyes with pain. God has touched her. She's healed tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist, for 2 years, has been suffering from this severe migraine that affects the eye.
Wow.
And now?
You're okay. So, Pastor, I pray for me now. Everything is.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Many, many miracles.
Evangelist, this young boy could not see from afar. The power of God says that when you pray, he can see clearly everywhere tonight.
Wow.
Yes.
Can you see now?
Yes.
Are you surprised?
Yes.
You are surprised?
Yes.
Were you expecting it?
Yes.
Come. Now you can see everything.
Yes.
Wow.
Even he had problems with the eye. The doctor says there's a vein here which is not working.
A vein?
Yes. Makes it difficult to see.
My family will have the same problem and they are using glasses.
The whole family is like that.
Your whole family is
the
like that.
The whole family is like that.
It's a congenital disorder of the eye.
Okay.
Yes, but you are healed. And what has happened tonight?
Tonight I can see brightening of the light.
You can look at the lights.
Yeah. First, I had to do like this or do like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Photophobia.
2 years.
Thank you, Jesus. Quickly,
chest pain, she could not move
many,
her body.
Many,
many miracles.
Many miracles.
Head sickness healed tonight. Abdominal pain healed. Many miracles, evangelists.
And there is hope in the name of the Lord.
Receive your healing. Receive your touch.
Blessed is he.
I'm going to pray for everybody. No one should move.
In the name of the Lord.
Receive your touch. Receive your touch. Receive your tiny miracle.
And when my plans
are
falling through,
receive your touch.
Oh, yeah.
Be healed.
And when
Jesus' name,
my strength is nearly gone.
Yes, be healed.
Oh,
be
healed. When there's nothing left to do,
but to depend on you,
I just depend on you.
And the power of your name,
oh,
receive your healing.
And the power of your name,
receive your healing. Made whole by the blood in the name of Jesus. Be healed.
Yours to
receive your touch. Receive your touch.
Through
be
weakness,
Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed.
Lord,
Lord, touch. Touch, Lord. Strength. Strength in Jesus'
we can
name.
Tell the master's hand when we come in the name of the Lord.
Receive your touch.
Strength.
Touch,
in the name of the Lord.
Go back to your seat. I'm going to pray for you for the final prayer. And the dancing stars are also going to dance. So go back to your seat. Please go back. Let them count on you.
Receive your touch. Be healed.
In the name Jesus. Of the Lord. Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Jesus.
And there is power in the name of the Lord.
Receive your healing. Be healed by the blood.
For
in the name
you
of Jesus.
Great.
In the name of
you
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Great.
Be healed. In the name
there's
of Jesus.
No one else but you. There is no one.
Hallelujah. Everybody just take your seat for a moment. We are going to receive our last offering for the day. Lift up your offering. Father, thank you as we lift up this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. We are saying, Lord, take my life. Take my life. Let it be consecrated, Lord, today.
So take
told me that I'm not doing. Where have you sent me that I'm not going? Am I holding back? I want to sacrifice all for you. Loving you with all of my heart. So take my life. Lord, show me how to love you more. Oh, I don't want to serve without loving you. Oh. Oh, God, thank you for loving first and also for choosing me first. I want to love you back as hard as I can. You love me so. I want to be just like Jesus. He will love the Father so. I know that I have not seen and ears have not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. That is why I want to love you more. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show I don't wanna stay.